my first question, from one glasses wearer to another, why do you go the glasses route, not contacts on the field?
You know, I tried contacts my first full season in the minor leagues, and I just had problems with them. I'd always be having to try to adjust them, and I'm hitting, and they'd kind of get blurry, and I'm sitting there trying to hit and blinking and stuff, and it was just difficult, and my wife was just like, why don't you just try glasses? I was like, well, I don't think I'm really going to like them, but I'll give them a go, and I ended up really liking them. Didn't really have any problems with them, and I felt like I actually saw better at night with glasses than I did with my contacts anyway. So, you know, I just kept wearing them and just kind of stuck.
Nice. So there was a great article that Duffy wrote about kind of being the new guy, being the rookie, and then kind of growing out of that and then looking out for new rookies. Do you feel now going into the 2016 season that you're going to be the guy looking out for the other new guys?
At least not at the beginning of the season. You know, I'm still going to have to try to go in and earn a spot. I don't feel like I've established that so far. So, you know, I think I'm still going to have, you know, kind of the rookie mentality going in. And if I'm fortunate enough to be up all season and some younger guys get to come up towards the end of the year, I think maybe I can kind of take on that same role. But I know at least the first half, I think I'm still going to be the young guy and rookie trying to earn my spot.
Did they give you a hard time?
No, honestly, I was just telling those other guys that, you know, from the moment I walked in, you know, the whole team was great, and the clubhouse is just a great group of guys who made me feel like I've been the part of the team for years, so it's been awesome.
So what have you been really working on in spring training? What are you trying to really dial into for this year?
You know, I think a lot of my focus on has been making sure I'm really good at shortstop, just because I know when I'm really good at shortstop, second base comes really easy and third base comes really easy. So, you know, just making sure and getting a lot of my work in and getting everything to feel really well at shortstop, I feel will help me if I have to move from other positions. It's you know, I don't want to come in at really good at second base and have to kind of transition over to shortstop. That's a lot more difficult of a transition. So, And I still get my work in at other positions, but, you know, my main focus has been on shortstop and just, you know, a few things hitting to kind of help improve. You don't ever want to get complacent in that. And so just, you know, little things, nothing major, just kind of fine-tuning a few things that I feel like could help me out as I go forward.
Is shortstop your favorite?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot more work, I guess. You got to be you're involved in a lot more, and you got to be really clean and sharp on a lot of things, because you don't have the ability to kind of take your time as opposed to like second base, and so there's a lot more work with angles and momentum that second base doesn't have. So, you know, that side of it's fun, the challenges and just the you know, the calling of trying to be so precise on all that sort of stuff makes it a lot of fun.
And that decision making, you have to really decide pretty quickly.
Where do you train?
Actually, in Liberal, Kansas. I went to junior college there, and my wife's from there, and so back with her family, and then the college does a great job of letting me come in, practice with them, get all my work, let me get any extra work in. And, you know, the coaches there have been great with making sure I get everything I need within still working with their team, and so it's really been great.
So when you're training for shortstop, let's say, is most of that training just physically on the field? I mean, in the sense of hit him the hole for me, that kind of stuff, so you're working on your hole, you know, the glove and all that stuff, especially the range.
Yeah.
Throwing from that far.
Yeah, I mean, we get, you know, specifics, you know, get some ground ball work and mix it up, do a few things, and then I can kind of go out there and we can shorten up, you know, the hitting to where we can be a little more precise and work on more specific things and that sort of stuff. But yeah, I think it's exactly what you said. Just kind of, it's all out on the field, and then, you know, I do my speed training and stuff too, which plays a role into your range and that sort of stuff, and my, you know, playing catch and my arm conditioning, which plays a role into it as well. So it's just kind of a mix of everything.
As far as hitting is concerned, you were talking about the glasses earlier. Are you seeing the ball better with glasses in the contacts as well? Because that thing's coming in 95 miles an hour sometimes.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially if your whole livelihood comes on how well you can see the ball, and I think glasses give me my best chance to see the ball as clear as possible. It's, you know, it's remarkable how they can, you know, just when you're getting tested, to make it everything is perfectly clear. And so, I think it helps.
So what are you hoping to accomplish this year? It's an open-ended question. I know.
Yeah, that was kind of tough.
I didn't say World Series, but just individually.
You know, I think it's kind of, you know, been my goal each year is, you know, I was talking with some people, it's just to come out and just play, just do my best every day. And I know if I take care of that every single day, you know, the wins, the playoffs and all that, and the stats will all take care of itself. If I can just control what I can control to the best of my ability each day, everything will come. And that's harder to do than to say, because you know, it gets hard when you get into the season and you want to do good and you want to keep getting, you know, you want to have success, and you know, sometimes that's out of your control, and so your emotions kind of start to play in on a role of that. But as long as I can keep my focus on just doing the best I can each day, it'll kind of help eliminate a lot of that stuff.
And last question, it's a weird one. Yesterday, right, they confirmed the existence of gravitational waves, which may open up the possibility of time travel way down the road. If you could travel anywhere in time, when would it be?
That's a good one. I did actually see the article about that, honestly, and watched a little video on that. I could time travel. I don't even know, to be honest with you. I think you got me stumped.
The easy answer is to go back and kill Hitler. Everyone does that.
That's the
answer everyone gives, so that's a fair one as well.
Yeah.
I'm saying go buy a lottery ticket for that last Powerball.
Yes.
Powerball.
There you go.
3 weeks ago.
That's short-term thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
No, that's cool. Man,
yeah, sorry.
Sorry, I stumped you on that one.
Yeah, that was tough. I don't have any time that would, and a good reason for anything, honestly.
All right. Well, at least you're here now.
So yes.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the Torture Cast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.